We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colours.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity, under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, heroic viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Chile, we have one new cable channel in Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, channel 62 on TVO TV. In Costa Rica, we have two new cable channels in Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. And in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Punta Arenas, channel 55 on Cable Sur. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankh-Virong, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Douwe, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, channel 30 on BlendoSat. And in Adea, channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV, and in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Japinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Telerán Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supremaster Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Sri Lanka plans to inaugurate 10 national botanical gardens by 2016. In cultural news, holy Qurans from the 9th and 10th centuries are exhibited in Spain. In health news, a United States study demonstrates that eating apples lowers cholesterol. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 24th, is the Independence Day of Eritrea, commemorating its self-rule attained in 1993. Adjacent to the Red Sea, this East African nation has over 300 islands, as well as scenic coral reefs. The Dalak Marine National Park, one of the most visited attractions in the country, has a wide diversity of ecosystems. Over 350 species of fish can be found there. We wish the kind citizens of Eritrea a splendid Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Post-disaster nuclear safety efforts continue in Japan. On Sunday, May 22nd, Japanese Economics Minister Kaoru Yoshino stated that the government may need to spend up to $184 billion for reconstruction efforts. However, funding could be affected by the recent announcement of a recession, with nearly 50% of the 24,000 businesses in the region being impacted, with hundreds expected to close. The effect is also being felt overseas, with British car production currently slowed due to shortage of parts.
According to the Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders, UK car production decreased by 12.2% in April. On Sunday, Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan, Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao, and South Korean President Lee Myung-bak met at a trilateral summit in Tokyo, where China and South Korea pledged to help Japan in recovery efforts. The three leaders also agreed to establish an early warning system to alert of any future nuclear emergencies and affirmed their joint commitment to limiting nuclear energy dependency through alternative energy and energy conservation measures.
Meanwhile, Fukushima Daiichi plant operator Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, posted an annual net loss of $15 billion, the largest of any non-financial company in Japanese history, resulting from the worst nuclear crisis in 25 years. Saying that he would take responsibility for the accident, the utility's head, Masataka Shimizu, announced that he would step down.
On Saturday, plant officials revealed that a leak of highly radioactive water from a storage pit outside reactor number 3 resulted in the seepage of 100 times the permissible limit of radioactive materials into the Pacific Ocean. On the same day, a megafloat reservoir arrived. This structure can hold 10,000 tons of water and will be used to store some of nearly 90,000 tons of highly radioactive wastewater accumulated at the reactor buildings.
On Monday, 400 protesters, many parents of children attending schools around the nuclear facility, arrived at Japan's Education and Science Ministry to submit a petition with over 15,000 signatures calling for greater nuclear safety for the young students. Following the Fukushima Daiichi accident, the government had raised the radiation exposure permissible to 20 times higher than before the March 11th disaster. The petition urged for the safety levels to be lowered to 1 millisievert per year, as recommended by the International Commission on Radiological Protection, while also asking the ministry to do its utmost to reduce radiation levels at the schools, with thousands of residents still unable to return to their homes within a 20-kilometer radius of the nuclear plant due to dangerous levels of radiation. At least 20 schools in the region remain completely closed. Our appreciation, Japanese, South Korean, Chinese, and international governments, experts, and individuals working toward a safer future. We pray for the steady restoration of daily regularity in Japan and that such disasters may be averted by our more caring stewardship of the planet.
Tornadoes claim lives in Midwestern U.S. states. From Friday through Sunday, May 22nd, more than 70 tornadoes tore across at least 7 states, with 47 striking on Sunday. One person perished in Kansas, another in Minnesota, and at least 116 were killed in Missouri as a powerful wind funnel cut a 6-mile-wide swath of destruction through the town of Joplin. Noting the area's extreme devastation, which included a nursing home where all the windows shattered and 7 were reported dead, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon dispatched the National Guard and emergency rescue teams to begin immediately looking for survivors. Meanwhile, in other states, such as Kansas, Governor Sam Brownback issued a disaster declaration in 16 counties.
Sending her deep condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked our nearby association members to please find out if any help is needed and to also go, if possible, to comfort the vulnerable, saying that financial aid is available for urgent necessities. We are thankful for the initiatives of officials and all rescue teams working to ease the situation for the storm afflicted and for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving concern. May such extreme conditions subside as we act with greater benevolence toward each other and the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. Citizens, including leaders, continue to speak out and convince others to embrace peace, democracy, and freedom for all members of our global society, including those in Bahrain, France, Georgia, Libya, Morocco, Pakistan, Palestine, Syria, the U.S., and Yemen.
On Sunday, May 22nd, the United Kingdom's last 170 troops finished training endeavors in Iraq and began going home, concluding a military engagement that at one time saw 46,000 British soldiers stationed in the country. With the 2003 sending of troops to Iraq being widely protested by British citizens, some 179 soldiers lost their lives as the country's participation in the war cost taxpayers over £9 billion.
Representatives of Palestinian Hamas, Fatah, and Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine parties were welcomed in Moscow for a meeting on Monday with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who lauded the recent unity agreement signed on April 27th between Hamas and Fatah as an important step toward peace. After Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh refused for a third time to sign an agreement that would help ease him out of office, the Gulf Cooperation Council announced the termination of their mediating efforts. Meanwhile, at least two more protesters were reported killed by Yemeni security forces on Sunday, one each in Sana'a and Taiz, with dozens more wounded.
In Georgia, minority parties united in protests for the third consecutive day on Monday, calling for the resignation of President Mikhail Saakashvili, with minority party leader and former Speaker of Parliament Nino Bercinaze saying that the regime has become authoritarian and is failing to address the basic needs of the people. Nationwide demonstrations planned for Wednesday are intended to result in the president stepping down. The European Union on Monday spoke out more strongly against Syria's violent treatment of protesters by extending sanctions imposed on government officials to President Bashar al-Assad. Sanctions were also sharply expanded as over 100 new Iranian companies and people related to the country's nuclear program became subjected to travel restrictions and asset freezes in an effort to halt any activities that may be associated with nuclear proliferation. Also on Monday, the U.S. urged Colonel Muammar Gaddafi to step down and leave Libya.
Dozens of Moroccans defied a ban on demonstrations Sunday, stating that it is a legal right for them to assemble and express their opinion. However, many were then beaten and arrested by police.
As we mourn the loss of human lives, we also join in prayer for a ceasing of all violence, with freedom, dignity, and harmony that prevails as citizens everywhere choose the way of peace.
Cinema excellence honored at 64th Cannes Film Festival. As a grand finale to this year's acclaimed event, artists and professionals from around the world were honored at the closing awards ceremony on Sunday, May 22nd. The festival's top Palma d'Or prize went to American director Terrence Malick's The Tree of Life, a metaphysical movie centered on a family in Texas, USA. Denmark's Nicholas Winding Refn took home Best Director prize for his work on the action film Drive, starring Oscar-nominated Canadian actor Ryan Gosling. For her starring role in the science fiction drama Melancholia, Kristen Dunst won Best Actress, while French actor and comedian Jean Dujardin received Best Actor accolades for his performance in the silent film The Artist. Israeli filmmaker Joseph Cedar was distinguished with Best Screenplay for Footnote, a tale about a father and son who are both Talmudic scholars. The jury prize, meanwhile, went to the child protection drama Polis, directed by French actress Maywen Lebesgue. We join in applause, distinguished honorees and participants of the 2011 Cannes Film Festival, for your outstanding artistic contributions. May your shining talent and creativity continue to uplift and bring joy to audiences worldwide.
Australia's Million Paws Walk supports animals in need. This year's 18th annual event, sponsored by the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, or RSPCA, brought together some 15,000 animal companions and human caregivers for a charity walk that raised over $320,000 for the care of animals in rescue situations. In the walk held in the city of Perth, the state government of West Australia also pledged a doubling of annual support to $500,000. bears. Dressed in animal costumes, our association members also collaborated with the Animal Liberation Australian Capital Territory in passing out SOS flyers, vegan and stop animal cruelty pamphlets. Kudos, Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, Human and Animal Participants, for your efforts to raise awareness and support for our animal friends. May the boundless care and forever gratitude of all such precious companions be realized through their welcome into forever loving homes.
Save our planet. Farmers in Texas, USA struggle to cope with the worst drought in the region since the 1930s, with more than 82% of the state affected by extreme drought, and 75% of this year's wheat crop yields rated as poor or very poor.
Save our planet. Temperatures in India's southeastern state of Gujarat are reaching record highs in cities such as Edar and Sabarkantha district, where a scorching 45 degrees Celsius has been recorded, 4 degrees above normal.
Warning news. A joint report by the Philippine Department of Health and the World Health Organization determines that over 87,000 citizens die annually from smoking, with measures recommended to reduce the use of this lethal substance.
Hello, I'm Jamo the Springbok, a joyful vegan, with a tip for senior citizens. According to a study by Dr. Marco Trabocchi, chairman of the Italian Association of Psychogeriatrics, on getting in social networking sites such as Facebook or Skype and other internet activities has many benefits for older people. This include enhanced cognitive performance, ability to concentrate, and memory. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around the globe.
Conservation news. Sri Lanka will inaugurate 10 national botanical gardens by 2016. As part of the plan, special areas will be established to protect endangered species of 15 floral regions. Another goal of the program is the communication of educational, scientific, and technical information to the public. Facilitating research projects that benefit the floriculture industry will also be undertaken. Our earnest appreciation, Sri Lanka, for preserving the precious plant resources of your sun-blessed country. May the wealth of biodiversity be enjoyed for many generations to come.
In cultural news, the world of Islam is displayed in Spain. Organized by Caixa Forum, an art gallery in Madrid, the exhibit presented approximately 190 pieces crafted in Muslim societies around the world. The exhibit included Holy Qurans from the 9th and 10th centuries, originating from North Africa, as well as a 19th century Indonesian Quran. Our wholehearted thankfulness, Caixa Forum and the World of Islam, for providing many individuals the opportunity to view this amazing testament to the magnificent heritage of Islam. May we have many more such wonderful cultural exchanges on a peaceful, vegan planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, scientists find that eating apples helps reduce inflammation in arteries. We're going out to enjoy the fresh air. Be right back. Stay tuned for more rejuvenating news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, blissful news for an elated world. In health news, a United States study demonstrates that apples lower cholesterol. Dr. Bahram H. Archmonte of the Department of Nutrition, Food and Exercise Sciences at Florida State University discovered that women who ate dried apples every day had an average of 23% drop in their low-density lipoprotein or LDL cholesterol. In addition, substances associated with plaque and inflammation of artery walls were reduced by about one-third in those women. One encouraging findings, Dr. Bahram H. Archmonte, may all adopt a healthy plant-based diet and gain the multitude of benefits provided by delicious fruits and vegetables.
Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled The Caddy.
A gopher said to a caddy,
"Caddy, why didn't you see where that ball went?"
So the caddy said, "Well, it doesn't usually go anywhere, Mrs. Smith. You caught me off guard."
And now for a heartline from Ms. Sarah Tubman, a vegetarian and founder of the Horse Refuge in the United Kingdom. Supreme Master Qinghai honored Ms. Tubman with the Shining World Compassion Award and $10,000 for a noble work of taking care of our animal friends in need.
As well as the award, the Supreme Master very kindly sent some of her beautiful books. It just lifted my spirits to see the dogs in the Supreme Master's life and the birds. It was just fabulous, and actually just shows how important animals are to us and how wonderful the characters are and what a difference that they make, what a blessing they are. I mean, it's indescribable the joy that they bring. And the books, I mean, it just made the difference. It was wonderful.
Radiant Sarah, thank you for your lovely note. It is so true that our delightful animal friends enrich our lives in myriad ways every day. We pray the Horse Refuge will be able to continue providing a welcoming home to sweet co-inhabitants for many years to come. God bless you and all your loved ones with well-being and contentment.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May the blessings of heaven grace your sacred sojourn on earth.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
After arriving at the International Space Station on the Space Shuttle Endeavour, U.S. astronauts Andrew Fusel and Mike Fink perform a number of needed maintenance tasks as they complete an 8-hour, 7-minute spacewalk, one of the longest in history.
In commemoration of World Red Cross Red Crescent Day, the Somali Red Crescent provides the public with an overview of its activities in helping the countries less fortunate, as well as first aid demonstrations to encourage others to volunteer and save lives.
Visiting China, Pakistan's Prime Minister Yusuf Reza Gilani honors 60 years of diplomatic relations as he conveys his country's gratitude and pride for her long-standing friendship with China.
Lebanon ratifies the International Convention on Cluster Munitions, which enacts a pledge to eliminate all cluster bombs within 10 years, as well as provide assistance for survivors and their families.
In Texas, USA, Mr. Johnny Pinchback is freed and cleared of all charges after 27 years in prison, thanks to the DNA testing that proved his innocence.
During a conference in Rome, African health ministers from 18 countries announced that mother-to-child HIV transmission has been reduced from 33.1% to just 1.5%, due in part to increased availability of treatment.
As Swedish freediving champion Annelie Pomp becomes the first woman to reach the 8,848-meter summit of Mount Everest without carrying additional oxygen, she reports that she feels both elated and strong.
Since the celebration of Vesak Day or Buddha's birthday, when it is a tradition to forgo meat, vegetarian restaurants in Olac or Vietnam continue to serve more customers, as many extend their adoption of the plant-based diet in the interest of promoting peace.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.